Seattle and Gomorrah, I had a buddy who lived in a dive apartment that was going to be sold and remodeled. They were tossing the old 1940s-era refrigerators the junkies and alcoholics had used for decades, and my pal asked me if I wanted to go in with him on the capitalist venture of hauling, cleaning, and selling these vintage Frigidaires for fun and profit. Not being employed and in full possession of a half-ton Chevy pickup, I said sure. And by that afternoon, we owned 60 reefers of various stages of mold and decomposition. I had access to a garage none of my 6 roommates used, so we stored them down there after a couple days, lugging them down 2 or 3 flights of stairs near downtown, then hauling them up to the university district where I rented a room and a house full of students. Each one got cleaned, disinfected, and plugged in to see if it still worked. They all did. Tough units, those old Kelvinators and Frigidaires. Not particularly efficient, but they'd run until the next century if you asked them to. All we asked them to was run for the 30 days we offered as a quality assurance guarantee. If we'd been savvier businessmen, we would have offered a 2-year service plan like Sears. Of course, Sears is about in the same shape today as some of those refrigerators were back then. Our advertising campaign was simple in those pre-Craigslist times. We put flyers on telephone poles. $30, 30-day guarantee, free delivery, call this number. The Freon-filled appliances sold like hotcakes, mostly to little bistros and coffee shops and student renters and our friends. I kept one for my room after my roommate started stealing my beer and food from the communal fridge. Then I locked my room. I guess they were young communists, share and share alike. Mine is theirs. They weren't bad people, but I learned real quick why communism doesn't work unless the others do, and you don't. By the end of a month, we'd sold every last unit. We made about $800 each, more than I made the entire previous year, maybe 2. My buddy said maybe we should have grabbed the stoves, too, but by then it was too late, and our experimental entrepreneurism came to an abrupt end when demand outstripped product. Probably lucky for both us appliance kings.